Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode on our Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I am the creator of Teaching Autism. You can find us at teachingautism.co.uk, or if you're looking for training opportunities or to sign up for our monthly membership, head on over to learningwithnikki.com. Today on the show, I am really excited to talk about scripting. Recently, I've had a lot of you reach out to me and ask about scripting. What is it? What does it mean? How do I know if one of my students is scripting? And these are all great questions to ask. So today I wanted to do a podcast episode all about scripting. Now, scripting is something that I've always found there's a lack of information or support for on our trusty Google search engine. And a lot of what I have learned about scripting is from attending conferences, training sessions, reading books, and I love to follow the hashtag #actuallyautistic or #AskAnAutistic on Twitter too. So I also love to listen to audiobooks on scribd.com, and they are scribd.com. And if you haven't heard of them, I highly recommend checking them out. So I'll link to them in the show notes for you as well. And on there, I can listen to a range of different books, and it's really helpful for me, especially when I'm on a long journey somewhere and I can continue my learning about autism, because we all know that nobody is truly an expert on autism because there's something new to learn every single day. So because of all these things, today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter than my usual episodes, just because there's not a whole lot for me to talk about with the information that I have. But I hope you'll still find this episode really helpful for learning more about scripting. So today's topic, all about scripting. To answer your question first, what is scripting? Well, scripting is basically where the individual is repeating anything and everything. So for example, they could be repeating words, phrases, or sounds of the speech of others. They may take some of this from movies or shows that they like to watch, but they may also take it from books that they like to read or what someone else said. Have you ever had a student who loved the way that someone else spoke and then they try to copy the way that it was said or what they said? What I've noticed over the years and from attending different training sessions and conferences is that a lot of our individuals who are on the spectrum will actually display scripting behaviours when they're going through the process of learning to talk. Now, scripting can actually be taken the wrong way or confused by a lot of people. So if you don't have time to research or look more into it, this may be you. And a lot of people actually wrongly assume that scripting is just repeating the same words over and over and over again. And it can actually often be confused a lot with echolalia. Now, echolalia probably deserves its own podcast episode, but I'm just going to touch on it really briefly here. And echolalia is where the individual can talk, but they would rather copy lines from shows, movies, or videos than use their own words. This is also a beginning step to using functional language, and they can use it in context and correct situations as well. Now, there's also people who think that scripting means we are going to provide the individual with a script for them to follow and use in different situations. But this also isn't true. It's called scripting because the individual will have memorized a sequence of words and they're going to recite these. So it could be used for communication, but it might not be too. There's a fantastic YouTuber called Amethyst Shaber, who I'll link to in the show notes, and she runs a channel and she has an Ask an Autistic series, and one of her episodes is all about scripting. She also talks about the differences between echolalia scripting and social scripting. So I will link to her in the show notes and you can listen in, and you can listen to it from the point of view of someone who is autistic as well. Now, most of the time, scripting is okay, but sometimes scripting can take over, and this can affect an individual's ability to learn skills, participate in activities, and just general day-to-day life. Even though it's not aggressive or self-harming, it still can be an issue that we may need to work on with our students. So if you are finding that scripting is maybe taking over, or it's affecting an individual in your classroom in the way that they can't concentrate or they can't take part in activities, they struggle to learn new skills, well, there's a few things that you can try in order to help your student. So first, it's not necessarily something that we need to remove altogether. We just really want to teach our students and help them understand about when they can be scripting and when it's appropriate and not appropriate and where as well. So for example, it's not appropriate to pick your nose at the dinner table. What would you do if you had a student who was doing this? You'd probably help to redirect them to a bathroom and show them that they can blow their nose in there instead of doing it at the table. It's all about doing it in a more appropriate place, and scripting can be like this. So you could set up an area in a classroom where scripting is okay. So maybe it's a chair in a role play area. Maybe they can sit in the technology area with the music and do it there. Find somewhere that is okay for them to script and redirect them here to do their scripting. So they start to learn that this is where they can go, and then you just need to teach them about when. Now, you can also set limits to scripting. So one example could be complete this activity and then you can have your script time. Use visuals as well, because this can be really helpful to reinforce what you're trying to show and teach your student. So we had a student who used to become quite disruptive with his scripting, but we worked with him and we allowed him certain times for his scripting. So long as he completed other activities and done his work, he was rewarded with scripting time after it, just like using a first and then board. Now, it's also been known that some individuals with autism may use scripting behaviours as a sort of backup plan. So they don't really know what to do or what to say in certain situations, so they draw on their scripting because they feel like this may be an okay response to give. So a great way for this is to work on different social skill activities with your students. So this could be where you teach greetings every day. Now, we love to work on our greeting skills during our morning breakfast that we have together. And this is a great way for the students to greet others and how to respond when someone else greets them as well. You can also set aside time each day or every week to work on conversation skills. So we love to use conversation cards, and each card gives a little prompt that can start a conversation for my students. And my students do really enjoy this. I use this with my higher ability and my verbal students, and it really does help them to understand how to start a conversation, how to respond to a question or respond to something that someone has said to them, and also how to keep a conversation flowing naturally as well. We also love to work on WH questions as well, which are who, what, where, when, why. And this is really great for working on question and answering skills and ensuring that we're giving a correct and relevant response to the question that we are asked. So for example, if we are asked, what day is it today? Responding with school isn't the correct response. Even though they're in school today, that's not the day. However, WH questions can really help to work on these skills with your students. And all these skills are great ways for helping your students to understand more about what to say and how to react in different social situations. And you may find that this helps to alleviate some of the scripting behaviours that your student may exhibit. So that is my quick episode today all about scripting with autism. I hope you found this episode helpful. I'm going to link in the show notes the YouTube video that I discussed from Amethyst for her Ask an Autistic series. And she has a video devoted to this, which is around 10 minutes long, I believe. And she talks about scripting and the differences between echolalia scripting and social scripting and how this is for her. If you find my podcast episodes helpful, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. I love to hear from you all and find out how you find this podcast and the episodes that we provide. Also, if there's anything in particular that you would really like us to share on the podcast and devote an episode to, just send me an email and let me know. That's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.